This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play, Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead, Jamison Meyer, good, good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewy knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening. We'd like to welcome all of you to high school basketball on this Thursday night. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from here at Fort Laramie. The Fort Laramie girls get set to take on Botkins in a
Shelby County Athletic League game at Fort Loramie, sitting atop the SCAL standings, as you would imagine, 9-0. Bodkins in third at 6-2. Bodkins with a chance to catch Rushi. These two clubs, Rushi and Bodkins, meet later on at Bodkins. If Bodkins with a victory could forge a two-way tie for second. Fort Loramie girls, 15-0 on the year, 70 wins in their last 71 games. They played 10 of the last 15 away from home this season, finish up with 5 of the last 7 here at Fort Loramie. And should the Redskins close out the year with 7 straight victories, they would end the regular campaign at 22-0 and would have totaled 77 victories in their last 78 games. 3 state championships for the Fort Loramie girls in the last 8 seasons, the OHSAA held championships, and the Fort Loramie girls statewide AP poll champs 3 years in a row. Figure to be AP poll champs once again for the 4th straight season. Fort Loramie in its last 4 games played exceedingly well in defeating Ottawa Glandorf, a game that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. 60-31, Fort Loramie trounced Ottawa Glandorf, beat Rushi the game before that, 59-37. Fort Loramie girls didn't shoot it real well in the last 2, beating Jackson Center, 56-19, and a 55-39. Chuck, it's really difficult to play exceedingly well throughout a 22-game schedule. When you know their games, you're simply going to win by not playing your best. But Fort Loramie, when it's been at its best this year, it has been super dynamite, and that was the case last Saturday, second half especially, against Ottawa Glandorf.
Well, Coach Siegel is not going to let these girls sit and rest on what they've done in the past, because once you get into the tournament, it's not even going to be a walkover to get out of the region. They're going to have some tough basketball games before they can get to back down to UD this year. So she's not going to let them forget that. You're not going to play your best, like you said. You're not going to play your best every night. It's just not going to happen. But they're so talented. Their 80% is probably 20 points better than most teams in the area.
Well said. 40% shooting by Fort Loramie in the recent win over Anna. Fort Loramie girls shooting at 50% on the year from the floor. Darn near 39% from behind the arc. 77% on free throws. Those things win girls basketball games.
Well, 77% from the free throw line. There's colleges that would go, yes, we'll take that. Thank you very much.
Yep.
You know, they do all the little things. I mean, they're a talented team in every aspect, but they don't skip on the little things, and that's what makes them better than everybody else, quite honestly.
Speaking of little things, they're big things when you play Fort Loramie. If you're Bodkins tonight, you've got to take care of the ball. 20 turnovers by Bodkins in the first meeting between these two. One by Fort Loramie, 50-18. Carmen Euchre, averaging 15 a game, was held to 9 in that contest. She's probably got to get 15-20 tonight. Bodkins can't afford to turn it over more than 15 times in this contest this evening.
No, and that's not an easy thing to do. Laura, I mean, I don't know what they average turnover a game, but I almost guarantee you that they turn teams over in the 20s.
Yep, no doubt about it. We are about 10 minutes or so away from the start of this game tonight. Fort Loramie girls just finished the JV game against Bodkins. Fort Loramie a victor. Good crowd filing in for this Thursday night game. We're back here on Saturday afternoon. Tip-off about 1:30. Fort Loramie girls against Lima Bath. Don't forget tomorrow night, Fort Loramie boys at Anna. Tip-off 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock. Saturday's airtime at 1. Saturday night, Bodkins boys entertain New Bremen. Should be a very good game between the Shelby County Athletic League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. Tip-off 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Next Tuesday evening, we'll be right here. Fort Loramie boys entertain Bodkins. Looking at SCAL standings, we alluded to the girls a few minutes ago. Fort Loramie on top, 9-0. Rushi 7-2. Bodkins 6-2. Houston 4-5. Anna 3-5. Jackson Center 1-8. Fairlawn 0-8. On the boys' side, Bodkins with a 3-game lead over Fort Loramie and Rushi. Bodkins has 4 to play. Bodkins 8-0, Fort Laramie and Rushi 5-3, Jackson Center 4-4, Anna 3-4, Fairlawn 1-6, Houston 1-7. Bodkins in good shape on the boys' side, Fort Laramie in good shape on the girls' side. The two defending state champs appear to have their leagues in the Shelby County Athletic League pretty well locked up.
They do. And both teams lost some kids last year that you would have thought, well, maybe they're not going to be quite as good.
Right.
Both teams have reloaded and are both on their game right now. Bodkins boys, their only loss was a one-pointer to a very, very good Marion local team. And like you said, Laramie's still undefeated.
Bodkins boys do have games left with Fort Laramie and Rushi. It's possible if the Redskins and Raiders were to knock the Trojans off, that would cut into Bodkins' three-game lead significantly, would cut it down to one. Anything could happen. Bodkins would have to find a way to drop another game along the way, and that is not likely. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including these three from Fort Laramie. With us for each and every Fort Laramie game, they are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors include Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We couldn't have gotten off the ground without the big-time support from Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. We thank you so much, all the staff and associates at Lacal, plus Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock. We owe you so much gratitude. Thanks as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. The Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictressHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is an extension of South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, off of Needmore in North Dayton. A new underwriting sponsor, Precision Strip, Inc. in Minster. Precision Strip with plants in the region, in Kenton, Perrysburg, Middletown, Tip City, as well as Minster. Precision Strip, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. One of our fine Fort Loramie underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is M&A Muffler and Tires. It's a good idea now to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery too at M&A. Phone Jeff Gebhardt at 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Calling Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online and set up your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, the keys tonight, we've alluded to them. Somehow, someway, Botkins has got to get the ball in the half court comfortably and find Carmen Euchre so she can score and get her per game average. And Fort Loramie's got to be off its game, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Loramie can be off their game that much because they just got too many weapons. And that's the problem for the Trojans tonight.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. We've alluded to them. For Fort Loramie, it's Colleen Brandewey, 12 points a game. Ava Schultes at 13 points a game, plus an outstanding bench, which includes a couple of freshmen. They're coming on strong. Avery Brandewey and Olivia Mesher. Riley Heitkamp out front running the point. She has been marvelous all year, averaging over 8 a game. Carmen Euchre's got to get her 15, maybe as many as 20 for Botkins. And the Botkins Trojans need to get the ball inside to Aaliyah Johnson. She's been a good scorer at times this year. She might be able to get 3 or 4 baskets on the interior. And the young ladies with the last name of the name of Paul, Camden and Boston, can be terrific outside shooters. They have got to excel in this contest tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Euchre, very few people have scored big time against Loramie. So, she's going to have her hands full tonight because when somebody is marked by Loramie, very rarely do they have good offensive games.
You've said it right on the button. You're so true. Those are the key building components for these two clubs tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I've just been joined by Sheldon Weichel, the volunteer team physician for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who's just shared with us some factoids regarding tonight's game. Fort Loramie seeking a home win in a row, number 45. Is that correct? If they win tonight, it's 45 in a row home. And if Fort Loramie wins tonight, it's 46 straight in the Shelby County Athletic League. Marvelous streaks. 70-1 in the last 71 games. 71-1 in the last 72. Unbelievable records being compiled by the Fort Loramie ladies.
And we will be here Saturday to see them play against the one,
right,
the Lima Bath, that beat them. Not only beat them last year, they ran them off the floor last year. It was an anomaly, and we'll see how that turns out on Saturday.
And Fort Loramie girls' last loss here at the Fort Loramie gym, December of 2017, lost to Tip City. The last setback to Botkins, by the way, was 37-35 in the 16-17 season at Botkins. We've got a one-minute station break now. A one-minute radio station break is next. We're a few minutes away from the start of this game tonight between unbeaten 15-0 Fort Loramie and the Botkins girls. Fine season for them, 10-4 on the year, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Starting lineups being introduced. We'll have the opening tip in a minute. We're going to hear from the Cell Phone Shop, one of our new underwriting sponsors. We'll take a one-minute break. The Cell Phone Shop, North Dayton, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman in North Dayton. We fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, repairs, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
The Fort Laramie girls head coach, Carla Siegel, year number 23, first year here at Bodkins. For the head coach of the Lady Trojans, Brittany Gross, outstanding high school basketball career for her, playing up at Elmwood in Northwestern Ohio. She coached a year or two at Dublin Jerome at the junior varsity level. Moved into the girls' spot here at Bodkins when Phil Groves, the girls' coach the last half dozen seasons, took the head varsity boys' job when Sean Powell left. Here we go. Start of this game on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. And right out of the chute, Fort Laramie gets a nice pass from Schultes on the arc down inside to Colleen Brandewey, who blows a two-footer, and Bodkins gets the rebound. Bodkins girls bring it down the floor with Camden Paul, a 5'2" sophomore out front, along with Janelle Platfoot, a 5'6" sophomore. Carmen Euchre, a 5'5" senior, leading scorer, 15 points a game. Boston Paul, a 5'6" senior, at 6 a game. Aaliyah Johnson, 5 per outing, 5'8" post player. Euchre dribbling right side of the court, over guarded by Fort Laramie, which strikes the ball out of bounds. It rolls to the scorer's table, and Bodkins will bring it down. Fort Laramie opens with Colleen Brandewey, a 5'7" senior wing player, 12 points a game. Ava Turner at guard, 5'8" junior, 5.5 a game. Riley Heitkamp at the point, a 5'5" senior at 8 points per contest. Ava Schultes in the middle, 5'10" senior, 14 a game. Kara Meyer, 5'8" senior, 2.5 a game, also in the starting five. Bodkins with a bad pass, a throwaway. Fort Laramie's got it. We played over a minute, no score. Schultes in the post is double-teamed, triple-teamed. Throws left corner to a teammate. Colleen Brandewey chucks up a three off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Fort Laramie. Riley Heitkamp's got it. Drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled.
Wow. They had two pretty easy looks, missed them both. Heitkamp made a circus shot, and that's their first 2 points of the game.
Good awareness by Riley.
She's so tough for her size.
She saw a little crease, took advantage, bolted down the right side of the lane, and kissed one in off the window to give Fort Laramie a 3-0 lead. 6:39 left in the first, full court pressure by the Redskins. Four white shirts in backcourt. Euchre brings it across, feeds a teammate low in the right. Shot pumped up there short. Camden Paul couldn't get it to the rim, and Fort Laramie came away with it. Nice steal by Euchre at the timeline. Good theft by her. Pulls up 5 feet away. Missed it short. No good. Long rebound left corner. Bodkins gathers. Bodkins 25 feet away. Bodkins with black shirts, black numbers, if you can imagine that. Gold.
Good thing they're trimmed, huh?
Yep. Very thin gold piping around the numerals. Here's Aaliyah Johnson. Gives it up straight away to Boston Paul. Ball thrown into the left corner. And Fort Laramie makes a clean steal. It is taken away by Meyer of the Redskins, who picked the pocket of the Bodkins player. And Fort Laramie's got the ball up 3-0. Fort Laramie, the home white, black numbers outlined in red. And there's a pass too high for Riley Heitkamp in the left corner. Overthrowing on the play was Colleen Brandewey. Head coach Carla Siegel substituting right away. Avery Brandewey in. Ava Turner out. 5:36 to go, first quarter. 3-0 Fort Laramie. And Euchre walks it up. After 2.5 minutes, Chuck, 3-0 lead Fort Laramie. Victory for Bodkins so far.
Yeah, actually. I mean, they've not really done anything offensively, but defensively they've done a pretty nice job.
Here's Euchre outside the arc. Gave it up, got it back, penetrated the lane. Pulled up, her 10-footer short. Rebound pinballed around. Riley Heitkamp's got it. Outlet to Avery Brandewey. She storms down the right side of the floor. Hits a trailer cutting down the lane. Ava Schultes catches and scores.
Avery Brandewey.
Yeah, the freshman to the senior.
Chuck, we were talking about that in the JV game. Carla Siegel and I were. Summer Hoyne came down the floor for the JVs, gave it up on the wing, and that's when your tall post player just continues to tear toward the basket right down the middle of the court, because she may get a pass right back going to the hoop.
Yep, and that's what you do. You run lanes, and that's what Loramie does very, very well.
Yep. Botkin just turned it over, and Fort Loramie gets it back. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. 5-0 Redskins lead. Riley Heitkamp, left corner, circles back out on top. She's picked up 25 feet away by Camden Paul. Left wing, it's Avery Brandewey feeding a teammate. Foul line left, it's Skylar Albers who's checked in. Short on the 15-footer. It clanged off the rim. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors Votkins. Skylar Albers, 5'7", sophomore, 6 points a game, in off the bench for the Redskins. 5-0, Fort Loramie leads it. Botkins to midcourt, it's Carmen Euchre. Greeted there by two white jerseys, one of which reaches up, tips the ball away. It's Albers, hands off to a teammate who drives and lays it in. Colleen Brandewey on the finish after the theft by Albers. Loose ball at midcourt as Botkins tries to bring it up over the timeline. Botkins bench saying it was tipped. The official says, the referee says, it's over and back.
Yeah, well, you're not going to ask. He was the one at midcourt. You're not going to ask somebody with all the way down the floor if it was over and back.
7-0 Fort Loramie, trying to take advantage of Botkins' miscues. Ava Turner at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Down the right side to Scholes, and she dragged the pivot foot. She started toward the rim. Didn't get the ball on the floor in time. Botkins' possession, down 7-0. We played 4:08 of this game.
Well, that's a combined 5 turnovers for Botkins, 3 for Loramie, so that's 8 in the first 4 minutes.
The two teams had 32 when they played the first time around. Botkins 20 of them. High right with the ball, Camden Paul. Outside of the long jump shooter, it is Melanie Maurer who let it fly. The 5'6 sophomore, it hit the back rim, came off to Fort Loramie, which heaved it down the floor. Botkins got a piece of it. Out of bounds it goes. We've got a couple of black shirts out for Botkins, a couple in. Camden Ball, Aaliyah Johnson out. Camden Paul on the bench, along with Aaliyah. Fort Loramie inbounds below the rim. It's caught below the basket by Scholtes, and she's pushed forward. Down she goes. Is it ruled in the act of shooting?
Yep, going to shoot two.
Yep. A couple free throws for Ava. As we mentioned during the pregame, the Fort Loramie girls shooting at the free throw line at a clip of 77% on the year. Swish. Shot up and in by Scholtes up at Ottawa Glandorf. The Fort Loramie girls made 17 in a row. 17 of 18. Swished 17. Not one hit the rim. 18th was missed. 17 of 18 up at Ottawa Glandorf to help pave the way for that 29-point victory. Ava generates two here. Neither one touched the iron. Timeout called. Botkins, 3:25 left in the first. Fort Loramie girls 9. Botkins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
After trailing only 3-0 through the first 2.5 minutes in the last couple minutes, Fort Loramie struck for 6 quick points to push the lead out to 9-0. Botkins yet to get on the board. Trojans 10-4 on the year. Big road victory to start the campaign against Coldwater. Losses this season against New Knoxville. Of course, Fort Loramie first time around. Rushi 55-40. And within the last 2 weeks, a 1-point setback at the hands of Parkway, 37-36. Botkins will get a chance to atone for that loss to Rushi when these two clubs meet again on February 3rd, the Raiders and the Trojans in the battle for second place in the league. Well, after a Botkins turnover, Fort Loramie fires the ball down the floor into the post. Victoria Mesher wheels and deals down low and banks it in. That's part of the youth movement. Avery Brandewee, Victoria Mesher, two freshmen for Fort Loramie. Here's a wild shot driving down the right side of the lane. Flipped up on the run, but Boston Paul no good. And then Fort Loramie overthrows at the other end. Out of bounds, it sails. 11-0 Fort Loramie, 2:33 left here in the first. Skylar Albers has checked out for the Fort Loramie girls. Carmen Euchre races down the floor against Colleen Brandewee, pulls up on the arc, gets a screen 20 feet away from Boston Paul, then Euchre jacks it up from three-point territory. No good off the back iron. Long rebound to Camden Paul. Camden to Boston. Down inside, Aaliyah Johnson, shot deflected, couldn't get it to the rim. Fort Loramie comes away with it. Here come the Redskins. Jaden Rose on the floor now, 5'6 sophomore. Deep three, right flank, Ava Turner way short. Rebound Botkins.
Never got her feet set, so that didn't have a chance.
Minute 53 to go here in the first, 11-0 Fort Loramie. Euchre's got it 25 feet away, still bouncing. Goes near side to Camden Paul, baseline around to Redskin, to the rack, up and in. Nicely done, Camden Paul, and Botkins is on the board. A minute 37 left in the first, 11-2 Fort Loramie. Very heady play by Camden Paul. She saw an opening along the right baseline and took it right to the basket. Here's a deflected pass by Botkins, which comes away with a steal. Right corner, baseline drive, Boston Paul around a Redskin, up off the rim, kerplunk, it falls through.
Boston Paul.
Camden Paul and Boston Paul each score a hoop with a minute to go here in the first. It's Fort Loramie 11, Botkins 4. Four quick points by the Trojans. Here is Fort Loramie going to the post, then on the arc to Kara Meyer, to Jaden Rose, to Kara, right flank, looking for Mesher cutting to the post. Ball rotated left wing to Colleen Brandewee. Kara Meyer pops out left corner. Finds a player open opposite side of the rim. It's Victoria Mesher. Good catch and a make by her.
It was a good look, good catch. Mesher is the one that's getting beat on the baseline over here, though, so she's going to have to learn to move her feet defensively.
29 seconds to go in the first, 13-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline drive again by Boston Paul. Then fires a pass, opposite side of the floor, other corner, no one home, out of bounds to the Redskins. 20.6 left here in the first, 13-4 Fort Loramie. Olivia Mesher, Jaden Rose on the bench for Fort Loramie, along with Ava Turner. Riley Eichamp brings it down. She is joined out there by Avery Brandewee. Now to Colleen, to Kara Meyer in the left corner, and she launches a deep three. It rattles out, no good. Scramble for the rebound off a white jersey. 5.1 left in the first, 13-4 Fort Loramie. Euchre's got to go in a hurry for Botkins. She zips down the left side with two to play. Swiped by Colleen Brandewee at midcourt, and she chucks up a long 45-footer that's short, and the first quarter closes. Fort Loramie girls, 13, Botkins 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese
Casey Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Simulcasting is WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. And so many thanks to our radio station sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll run them down for you momentarily as Botkin starts the second quarter with a shot straight away from behind the arc. It's no good. Fort Lormie gets the board. It's Colleen Brandewey down the floor into the post to Schultes. Back out on the arc for a three-point try. Yes, Colleen Brandewey swishes from distance. 16-4 in favor of Fort Lormie. Carmen Euchre into the half court for Botkins. She goes down the right side. Gives it up on top to Boston Paul. Now to Camden straight away. Aaliyah Johnson sets a screen on the near side. Camden motors down the left side of the lane. Hands it off to Euchre. Out back to the three-point shooter. Shot deflected. Fort Lormie's got the loose ball. Here come the Redskins. Romping down his shoulders. Gives it up to Colleen, back to Ava Schultes, near side to Riley Heitkamp, on a weave to Kara Meyer, and we've got a travel against Kara. She stopped her dribble, foot was moving, turnover, and the Trojans get it back. 6:47 to go here in the second quarter. It is 16-4 in favor of Fort Lormie. As we noted, Chuck, in the pregame, really difficult sometimes for Fort Lormie to get up when they're not playing an Ottawa Glandorf or a Lima Bath or a Findlay Liberty Benton or a Rushi.
Yeah, but in every game that they play like this, they make a couple of runs that just kind of pushes the score out to where they normally end up with like a 20, 30-point win.
Yep, don't they, though? 6:18 left here in the second. Fort Lormie with a cross-court pass to Brandewey. High left. It goes from Colleen to Avery, down inside to Ava. Shot short. She was hindered on the play, but Johnson couldn't get it over the edge of the rim, and Botkins comes away with the rebound. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Fort Lormie 16, Botkins 4. Here is Boston Paul. Weave to Euchre. Boston sets a screen. Ball fed right corner to Camden. Long high arching three. Good. Camden Paul from long range. He's got a two and a triple.
She got all seven.
7 points for the Trojans. 16-7 Fort Lormie. I could have sworn Boston Paul had one of the two drives along the layout.
That was Camden.
Oh, Camden's got all seven.
Yep.
Wow. 5:36 left here in the second quarter as Fort Lormie throws it out of bounds. Redskins committing a few too many turnovers for the liking of head coach Carlos Siegel.
That's seven already.
Camden, foul line, baseline right, Aaliyah Johnson around one player. Schultes comes over and gets a swat on the ball out of bounds. Good coverage by Ava. Baseline below the rim to the left. Euchre will throw in for Botkins. Throws it out high. Tipped on the play by Fort Lormie. Good steal by the Redskins. Ball given up to Riley Heitkamp. Oh, she blew a chippy at the other end. And the rebound by Fort Lormie's Avery Brandewey is short. It was blown. Redskins get the long board. Schultes with a shot fake. She'll give it up to Riley. Fort Lormie's missed some bunnies in this contest for sure. Schultes to Riley Heitkamp. Deep left corner, Skylar Albers. Hits a player in the post. Ball raked away, stolen. Nice job by Camden Paul of Botkins. She twists and turns down the lane, leaves it baseline right for Euchre. Out to Melanie Maurer, back to Euchre, 25 feet away. 16-7 Fort Lormie, 4:36 to go here in the first half. Shot fake by Boston Paul. Good bounce pass inside to Johnson. Up and under. Yes. She fought through a double team and scored. 16-9. Botkins within seven. 4:21 left to go, second quarter. Avery Brandewey, left corner to Colleen. On top to Skylar Albers. Long, high arching three. It's a good one.
Ah, goodness, that one drew rain.
Wow, it was every bit as high as it was deep. What a shot by Skylar. That was huge. Fort Loramie needed it. Nice run by Botkins, which he cut into Fort Loramie's lead. Trojans have made it 16-9. That triple makes it 16-9. Or I should say that triple makes it 19-9. The three-point basket by Fort Loramie's Skylar Albers. And the lead swells back up to 10. 3:44 left to go here in the second quarter. Carmen Euchre, nice-looking jump shot. Foul line extended left. It swirled around the rim and came out. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie. And leading the break at the other end, guess who? Skylar Albers once more. 5 quick points by Skylar. 21-9 Fort Loramie. Seconds ago, it was 16-9. Albers hustles in 5 points in a jiffy. Into the lane, Camden Paul. Deep left corner, 3 ball by Janelle Platfoot. Good! Platfoot from distance for Botkins. I'm mistaken, Melanie Maurer dropped it home. 21-12, the lead is 9. Basket by Shouldas, who comes right back in the paint for Fort Loramie. Knocks it down, scores, and a foul against Botkins. Ava the strike, a chance to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Well, I tell you, Botkins' numbers are really hard to see. Basically, we're down. They didn't pull the bleachers out all the way, so we're kind of away from the floor. And anything down in that corner, that's tough to see.
Yep, black numbers on black jerseys.
And we're old, so that's 0-3.
Ava Shouldas at the stripe for Fort Loramie, 23-12 in favor of the Redskins after Botkins had trimmed it to 16-9. Free throw by Ava up and in. Fort Loramie continues its hot free throw shooting.
4-4 in this game so far.
This Fort Loramie girls team, Chuck, another week they'll be over 80 percentile on the season from the foul stripe. Foul line extended right. Long jumper, 3 ball, pumped in. Boston Paul, beauty, swished it. Good-looking shot, came off a screen. Botkins running its half-court offense pretty smoothly now, getting some good looks. 9-point lead Fort Loramie. Here is Albers trying to drop a pass down inside to a teammate. It goes right to a Trojan, intercepted. Botkins, 4 court to her right. Down 9. Here is Boston Paul in the lane. Dishes to Euchre, who probes the middle. Off-balance shot. She was bumped. Shot was no good. Wild off the backboard, but she'll get 2. This Botkins team has lost just 4 on the season. One recently by a point to Parkway. A game Botkins should have won. Set back to New Knoxville. No shame in that. 50-18 to Fort Loramie. First time around. No shame in that. Loss on the road to Rushi. Free throw by Euchre is good. This Botkins girls team went 17-8 last year, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. As Euchre connects twice at the stripe, and the Fort Loramie lead is back down to 7 at 24-17. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left to go here in the first quarter of play.
I think the scoreboard's got the same thing you did. They had Boston Paul score one of those layups, too. So I switched this 5 for Camden Paul now and 5 for Boston Paul.
Yeah, Boston did make one of those along the baseline to the right. I just said first quarter. I meant first half.
Yeah.
2 minutes left. Second quarter of play. Top of the circle with the ball for Fort Loramie. It's Allison Schmidtmeyer. The seniors in. Foul away from the action below the basket against Botkins. 2 minutes and a second remaining here in the first half of play. Fort Loramie looking a little, how would you describe it, sluggish?
Yeah, a little bit.
Inbounding the basketball, Fort Loramie. Lobbed in far right wing to Avery Brandewey. Ball dumped down middle of the court for Olivia Mesher. Off her hand into the hands of Botkins. Botkins can trim this deficit to 5 or 4 with a three-point shot here. Oh, nice backdoor play. Baseline right. Short jumper pumped up there by Melanie Maurer. No good strong. Rebound Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. Olivia Mesher low on the left. Missed it. Stuck it back in and was fouled. Good follow by Olivia. Botkins was shooting at the other end. to cut Fort Loramie's advantage down to 5 points. Barely missed it, and Fort Loramie now with a chance to convert a three-point play at the other end. And Olivia Mesher does just that.
Victoria. Yep, freshman.
I think I said Olivia mistakenly earlier. And the perfect free throw shooting for Fort Loramie's girls continues. Uncanny. 27-17, the lead 10 for Fort Loramie. Bodkins has the ball straight away. It's Carmen Euchre. Bodkins giving a good account of itself after a very slow start. Here's Camden Paul, baseline left, dropped it. It rolled away from her out of bounds. The officials confer. And will it stay with Bodkins? Yep, that's the correct call. 70 seconds left in the first. Victoria Mesher on the floor for Fort Loramie, along with Riley Heitkamp. Ava Schultes in the middle. Oh, ball thrown into the left corner, then right back to Euchre. Euchre below the basket, can't shoot. On the arc to Camden Paul, blocked on the play by Colleen Brandewey. Good defensive effort there. Fort Loramie by 10 with the ball. 56 ticks to go here in the second quarter. Ball rotated near side to Riley Heitkamp. In the post to Ava. Baseline right, Victoria Mesher. 15-footer rattles out. Rebound Schultes right back to Victoria. Fort Loramie resets with 40 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter. High right, Colleen Brandewey. Foul line, Victoria down the lane. Weaves her way to the rim. Couldn't get it over the iron. And Bodkins has got the board. That's one. Victoria will start finishing, I'm sure. 24 ticks to go here in the second. Fort Loramie up 10, 27-17. Deep right corner, it's Boston Paul. Looks for the cutter. Melanie Maurer back to Boston. Straight away, Euchre. Baseline right, teammate shoots and scores. Good looking jump shot by Aaliyah Johnson to cut Fort Loramie's lead to 8. 2 seconds to go in the half. Long three-point drive. Schultes is good at the buzzer. How about that? Ava Schultes took the first pass in the half court, let it fly. Clock was winding down, and she netted a triple to lift Fort Loramie to an 11-point cushion over Bodkins at the break. 30-19 in favor of the Fort Loramie girls. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. A 2-minute radio station break is next. Fort Loramie girls won the JV game tonight. Bodkins playing very well here in the varsity tilt, within 11 of Fort Loramie at the halftime break. Redskins 30, Trojans 19 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports. And we are simulcasted by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our Sydney radio station sponsors include Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Redskins 30, Trojans 19. Bodkins playing very well after a slow start. Hanging in. This was just a 5-point ball game with a couple minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 11 at the break. Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, this is a game where you're looking at some really strange stats. 17-7 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. 5-2 on the offensive board. But Loramie has 10 turnovers, and Botkins has only turned it over 7 times. That's the key to them being within 11, I think.
Yep.
Both teams are shooting free throws well. Botkins 2-2 from the free throw line. Loramie 5-5 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Trojans. They were led by Camden and Boston Fall each with 5. They got 4 from Aaliyah Johnson, 3 from Melanie Maurer, and Carver Newker hadn't scored a basket. She is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Only 2 points in the first half. For Loramie, they were led by Ava Schultes with 10, Victoria Mesher with 7. They got 5 from Colleen Brandaway, 5 from Skylar Albers, and 3 from Riley Heitkamp. They scored 13 and 17. Botkin scored 4 and 15. And they trail it 30-19 at the half.
Chuck, never would have dreamed Carmen Euchre would be without a field goal, and yet Botkins within 11, playing very well, giving Fort Loramie all at once in the first two quarters.
Absolutely. I mean, you take a look at the 7 turnovers. That's a win for Botkins, and the fact that they've turned Loramie over 10 times. That's where they're still in the basketball game.
And that is our halftime report, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, 30-19. Fort Loramie over Botkins here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter tonight, Fort Loramie 30, Bodkins 19. Don't forget tomorrow night, Fort Loramie boys at Anna on the air at 7. Saturday afternoon, Lima Bath is here against Fort Loramie. Airtime at 1. Saturday night, it's Bodkins boys entertaining New Bremen. Tip-off 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock. We've got the second half for you upcoming in a moment. 30-19 Fort Loramie over Bodkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Bodkins Trojans start the third quarter here against Fort Loramie, shooting a long three from the right corner, pumped up there by Camden Paul. No good off the rim. Good effort on the rebound, tracked down by Carmen Euchre. Goes baseline to Melanie Maurer, back out to Euchre. 11-point lead, Fort Loramie, 30-19 as we kick off play here in the second half. Bodkins with a lengthy possession. Here's Johnson in the post on the arc to Euchre. Line drive jumper skids off the rim. No good. Rebound is batted out of bounds off of Bodkins. Carmen Euchre amazingly still without a field goal in this game. Boy, if she could get hot, Chuck, Bodkins could make this very interesting.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Kara Meyer, right wing, down inside to Shoulders against Johnson. Muscles up strong off the backboard. No good. Rebound Bodkins. Camden Paul quickly down the floor. Hits a cutter. Euchre down low. Awkward left-handed shot. Short. Rebound Kara Meyer, Fort Loramie. 11-point lead, Redskins, 30-19. 6.5 left in the third. Open player, Fort Loramie. Quick pass into the forecourt. And Colleen Brandewee pumps home a 15-footer. Boy, she's deadly. When she's that free, you can just about count it. A pure stroke. Just over 6 to play in the third. 32-19 Fort Loramie. Long pass, Bodkins down the left side for Johnson, who reaches up to Spirit. And a Redskin player is on her back. Bodkins will throw inside court.
Foul on Avery Brandewee.
We are positioned a little further away from the floor here at Fort Loramie tonight than usual.
Yeah.
The bleachers on our side are not rolled out, so we're a good 30 feet off the court. up in the second row. Here's a pass by Botkins opposite left side of the floor to Leah Johnson, who hoists up a long one. No good. Rebound tipped away out of bounds off Botkins, and Fort Loramie will bring it down. 2 points scored in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Fort Loramie notched those on a basket by Colleen Brandewey. Here's a backdoor play tried by Fort Loramie. It's overthrown. Another turnover intended for Riley Heitkamp.
Well, they just throw an accurate pass. It's a layup, and they overthrew her. They're just not very sharp tonight. Nope.
That throw missed the mark. Again, if Botkins could start to shake free Carmen Euchre, Fort Loramie might be in for a tussle. In the second half of this game right now, fairly comfortable 13-point lead for Fort Loramie. Botkins throws to Camden Paul down in the left corner. Loops it across the top of the key to Euchre. Back to the near side to Camden. Camden thought about shooting the three. Euchre pops out to catch. She probes the middle of the lane. Good defense by Eva Scholes, who manages to free the ball up. Got it out of Carmen's hands. Ava brought it down, gave it to Brandewey in the right corner. Back to Ava, darts into the lane, all the way to the rack. Banked it up and in. That's what you call a good post play. She can put it on the deck and take it to the basket from 20 feet out.
She is what I refer to as a slasher.
She sure is. That's a big basket right there for the Fort Loramie girls, who produced the first two of the second half to lead by 15, 34-19. Loose ball at midcourt. Tie-up occurs, and Botkins will keep it. Skylar Albers, who ignited Fort Loramie in the first half, back on the floor for Colleen Brandewey. Far side of the floor, inbounding Janelle Platfoot for Botkins. Camden Paul, 5'2 sophomore. Janelle Platfoot, 5'6 sophomore. Carmen Euchre, 5'5 senior. Boston Paul, 5'6 senior. Aaliyah Johnson, a 5'8 senior on the floor for Botkins, which rotates the ball around the top of the circle. Left flank it goes to Janelle Platfoot. Now Leah Johnson's got it. Straight away Euchre. Nice spin move. Oh, she runs into a white jersey, though. Good defensive rotation by Fort Loramie, which caused the eventual tie-up. Held ball, arrow, Redskins.
Yeah, that's a move that Carmen will make a lot, but it's not going to happen tonight.
Not going to work against this Redskins D. 4:18 to go, third quarter. Botkins has been shut out here in the second half so far. Only 4 points for Fort Loramie in nearly 4 minutes. Colleen Brandewey dives through the lane, gives it up to Victoria Mesher. I apologize for having referred to her as Olivia earlier. Olivia, a junior, and the very good-looking Frosch out there on the basketball floor is Victoria. Bad pass for Loramie, out of bounds again, and the turnovers mount, and Carla Siegel just stares out toward the hardwood.
Well, she's happy she's up 15, but she's not happy with the play that she's getting out of. Very sloppy.
Here's the ball thrown to Platfoot, right corner, Camden Paul. Good steal. Fine pilfer. Taken right away from Camden Paul.
Turner got it.
Yep, Ava Turner with a pickpocket. Ava hustles up into the forecourt. Gives it off on the play to Riley Heitkamp. Riley around a player. Another swirling to the rim. Arched it in off the backboard. Nicely done by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. And the lead for the Redskins expands to 36-19. 6 points for Fort Loramie, none for Botkins in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and of Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, Carmen Euker, who had 9 points in the first meeting between these two, does not have a field goal in this game tonight. That's the key. She has got to get going in order for the Trojans to tighten this game up the rest of the third quarter and in the fourth. Euker's got the ball baseline right, throws to a teammate on the arc. Long, high-arching three, Melanie Maurer. Wow, that was a dandy.
Yep.
All net.
She's got two.
She ripped the cords. A couple threes for her. 36-22. That was Botkin's first field goal, third quarter. 2:45 remaining. 14-point lead for Loramie. Popping out to catch. Ava Schulte straight away. Ava looks down inside. Back door. Ava Turner open. Low on the right. Roll it in. And a foul against Botkin's. Nicely done. Good execution. Ava on the finish.
Yep.
Ava to Ava, right?
Yeah, it was funny too, because they looked at each other and the eye contact made her go back door, and it was a nice play.
2:37 to go, third quarter, 38-22, Fort Loramie in the lead over Botkin's. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna give your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. Free throw missed by Ava Turner. Chance on the three-point play. No good. But the long rebound deflects right back to the Redskins. And as Skylar Albers being challenged from behind, move the pivot foot. It's called a walk. You'll benefit from that 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall and Anna, call away. 937-538-0513. 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Botkin's chucks up a long three, no good. Ball may have touched a cable above the backboard. There is a low-hanging cable or two here at Fort Loramie. And the ball coming off the rim and soaring up into the air. Every now and then touches it. That's out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession up 16. And here's a deflected pass intended for Jaden Rose. Busted up and stolen by Botkin's. Botkin's right corner. Melanie Maurer open, long one, little heavy, weak side rebounding foul against Botkin's.
I think it hit the cable again.
Maybe so. At least that's what the Fort Loramie, or I should say what the official thought he saw. Minute 36 to go here in the third. 16-point lead Fort Loramie, 38-22. Colleen Brandewee fires a pass down inside to Ava Schultes, and she struggles with the Botkin's player for the ball. And it's ruled a common foul on Johnson and Botkin's. Fort Loramie will throw in baseline left to the basket.
That's a third on Aaliyah. She's going to have to sit for a couple of minutes.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding. Jaden Rose whips a bullet top of the circle to Skylar Albers. On the weave, right wing, Ava Turner. Oh, Turner finds Ava Schultes in the lane very unselfishly. Hands it off to Skylar Albers. Ava had one from 10. Skylar made one from 12 feet. Ava passed it up. Skylar finished. Good game for Skylar. Broken up play by Fort Loramie midcourt and a steal. Ava Schultes outlet to Ava Turner. Layup, no. And we had a tie-up on the rebound. And the arrow will say it's Botkin's ball. 40-22 Fort Loramie. A minute four to go. Third quarter. Redskins have missed some chippies in this game.
Well, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where they're playing hard. That things just aren't going real well tonight. But let's give Botkin some credit. They're playing some pretty good defense.
Indeed. Fort Loramie defending Carmen Euker pretty well. Rest of the Trojans have shaken free for 22 points.
Maurer's hit a couple of threes.
Yep, Camden Paul's played exceedingly well. Here's Melanie Maurer out high left. Hands off to Camden Paul. Blisters her way down the lane. Running one-hander. Banked it. No good. Rebound to Fort Loramie's Ava Schultes. Backcourt it goes to Jaden Rose. Crossover dribble. 26 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 18. Jaden Rose straight away. Eva Turner. Skylar Albers fires a pass down low to a teammate. Shot short, foul, though, against Botkins. Good offensive set by Fort Loramie, freeing up Colleen Brandewee, who will shoot, too. 17.7 left here in the third quarter. 40-22 Fort Loramie over Botkins. Free throw by Colleen is good. Again, sparkling free throw shooting tonight by the Fort Loramie girls. And here's a big-time line change. Four come out for the Redskins. Botkins head coach Brittany Gross swaps a couple. As I mentioned earlier, Brittany played her high school basketball up at Elmwood in northwestern Ohio. Eventually coached some junior varsity basketball at Dublin Jerome. And got the head girls coaching job at Botkins when Phil Groves moved over from the girls' side to the boys. Second free throw missed. Fort Loramie's got the rebound, though. 7 seconds left in the period, and the ball is whipped cross-court out of bounds. No one home. Botkins has 3.9 remaining. Third quarter down 19. Let's see if they give it to Euchre and let her take off with it. No, it goes to Camden Paul in backcourt, off to Boston. And Boston airmails one up ahead as the third quarter finishes. Fort Loramie girls 41, Botkins Trojans 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
We welcome you back to the fourth quarter here at the Fort Loramie Gym. Redskins 41, Trojans 22. Fort Loramie scored only 11 in that third quarter. But Botkins was held down to just 3 measly points. And thus, Fort Loramie's 11-point halftime lead has swollen to 19. Fort Loramie with the ball starting quarter number 4. High right is Victoria Mesher. Popping out to catch Avery Brandewee. Right back down inside to Victoria. Ball rotated straight away to Riley Heitkamp. Looks good from three-point land. Oh, tough break. It dipped in and out, and Botkin snares the board. It's Aaliyah Johnson in backcourt to Euchre. Wings it up ahead to Camden Paul. Drops it down low in the right for a teammate, Blackfoot, and it's smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 7:16 left here in the game. Fort Loramie girls 41, Botkins 22. Carmen Euchre yet to get a field goal in this contest. She had just 9 the first time the two played, 6 under her per game average. Botkins inbounding, open player, Platfoot. Oh, tough break on a shot. It swirled around the rim twice and came out. Fort Loramie's got it. Down the right side to Carmen, to Colleen Brandewee. Straight away it goes to Albers. Now Riley Heitkamp sets it up 35 feet out. Popping out to catch, foul stripe is Victoria Mesher. Dumps it down inside to Avery Brandewee. She meets resistance, a lot of contact, foul against Botkins, and Avery in the act of shooting is awarded 2.
Avery Brandewee at the line.
6:46 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 41, Botkins 22. Free throw by Avery Good. Well, Redskins girls, what, 75, 80% again at the stripe tonight, Chuck?
7-9.
at 77%. Free throw, ooh, Jinxter, off to the right, no good. 7 of 10 for the Fort Loramie girls at the free throw line this evening. 42-22, lead is 20. Botkins in the right corner tries to throw a pass below the rim, picked off by Fort Loramie. Here's a 3-on-2 break. Colleen Brandery streaks down the left side, punched out of bounds by Botkins. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines, too, from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus available. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2, open to 10, open from 10 to 1 on Saturday. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness and Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Well, after a Fort Loramie miss, Botkins comes down the floor and gets a nice jump shot from Boston Paul. It was a three-pointer high right from 21 feet. Not much arch, but it was right on the money. Here's Riley Heitkamp speeding into the right corner for Fort Loramie, and she's whistled for traveling. 42-25, Fort Loramie, 5:49 to go here in the fourth. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest only here on scoresbroadcast.com. And those three sponsors include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Botkins with the ball. It's Boston Paul to Kennedy Dosek, who's in. Hitch Euchre down the lane. Lost the ball. Picked up by Johnson. Johnson puts it on the deck up with the left hand. Off to the left. No good. Loose ball rebound left corner. Garnered by Botkins, which rotates it far side. Here's a long three. Mulaney Maurer, a little strong on the shot. Weak side rebound for Loramie. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. 42-25 Redskins. Between the rings, it's Riley Heitkamp. Riley hangs on, down the right side to Skylar Albers. Popping out to catch Colleen Brandewee, goes back door to Ava Shoulders. Look out, easy deuce. Colleen to Ava.
Well, I'll tell you what they've done defensively, Botkins, has kept Loramie from having those big runs that they usually have. They have not allowed them to put together 6 and 8 and 10 points at a time.
Here is Botkins pushing the ball down inside, low on the left, shot short, no good, rebounding foul over the shoulder against the Trojans. And Fort Loramie up 19 will bring it down the floor with 4:39 left to go here in the fourth. Arushi Game sponsors the Francis Schulze Company along with Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Arushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Arushi, new address, 575 East Main in Arushi for the Jewelry Barn. Here's a nice drive by Ava Turner. Wow, she weaved her way down the lane, did everything but finish the shot, left it short, and Botkins has got it. Baseline left, it's Kennedy Dosek on the arc to Boston Paul. Line drive triple, rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 4 minutes to go in the game. Redskins up 19. Midcourt, Jaden Rose, real good D by Camden Paul, who swipes it. Fakes right, goes left, stops, puts it up, and then Rose blocks it. Loose ball left corner, Botkins gobbles it up. Time out, Trojans. 3:50 to go in the fourth. We'll keep it right here for a word from one of our fine underwriting sponsors. 44-25, Fort Loramie up by 19. 3:50 to go here in the fourth. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at this new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984. That's Darren Yinks at the new Greenville Pro Hardware store, 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt power tools. Plus, save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores at Jackson Center in Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. On the jaunt down the floor, all the way to the rack, goes Ava Turner, and she makes up for the recent miss. Good play there by Ava, who took it all the way to the rack and stuck it in. Carmen Uger comes back for Botkins on the bounce in the paint. Shot it strong. Loose ball rebound. Arrow favors Botkins. Still Carmen Uecker without a bucket in this game. Is that correct, Chuck?
Yes. Yep. She got the two free throws in the second quarter. That's it.
46-25. Fort Loramie up 21. 3:14 to go in the fourth. Botkins, Camden Paul inbounds low on the left. Fires a bullet to Boston Paul, who angles down the lane, loops it up off the backboard, no good. Long rebound, Botkins, and it's drilled from distance. Wow, good-looking shot by Melanie Maurer. Whistle blew as the ball went down through the cylinder, and a Redskin got shaken up.
I think Ava Turner took an elbow to the solar plexus. Uh-huh. She's having a little trouble getting a breath.
Melanie Maurer.
She's got three threes now.
On fire tonight. Boy, that one right down through the cylinder from long range. 2:56 to go here in the fourth. 46-28, Fort Loramie leads. Ava Shoulders, top of the circle. Lainey Maurer's got such good-looking form on that shot, Chuck.
Yeah, she's a good shooter.
Yep, smooth stroke. Steal, Carmen Uecker, Botkins bolts down the floor, shot fake in the lane, throws on the arc to a teammate. Another long, eye-arching three. Good again by Maurer. Wow, is she hot. Speak about her, and she shoots them in. And the lead for Fort Loramie has been shaved to 15, 46-31, 2:23 left here in the fourth. On the arc for the Redskins, it is Schmidtmeier who's back on the court. Allison Schmidtmeier to Ava Shoulders, to Jaden Rose. Allison on the right flank. 2 minutes left here in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 15. Ball gets away from Jaden. She retraces steps, gets it. Hands it off on the play to Victoria Mesher, 30 feet out. Down the left side to Kara Meyer. 1:50 to go. Ball thrown deep left corner. Redskins flip it around. Here's Ava in the lane. Might have walked. Did the pivot foot slide? Ooh, there was a shove by Botkins.
Yep.
And the foul took precedence. Three changes for Fort Loramie. Avery Brand will be back in the court. And Colleen Brandewee in two. With 1:44 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 46, Botkins 31. Botkins hanging tough, down just 15. Carmen Uecker without a field goal in this game. Fort Loramie head of the key, works clock. Brandewee down the right side to Kara Meyer. Good dump down pass inside. Caught and scored. Wow. Nice catch. Brandewee shot in off the window. Well done by her. Good two-person game right side of the court by the Redskins, who go up 48-31. Botkins in half court down to the left. Fort Loramie gets a fingertip on the ball and knocks it into the first row. Botkins pitches it back onto the court of play. With 1:24 remaining, Carmen Uecker on the bounce, throws it left wing to Melanie Maurer, on top to Boston Paul. Boston dribbles, starts a drive, pulls up, hands to a teammate, Camden Paul in the corner. Good defensive play by Fort Loramie. Colleen Brandewee earns a held ball. Redskins get possession.
Good defense. Botkins has four baskets in the second half, but they made the most of the four. They're all threes.
Yep. Yeah, against the Botkins boys, against the Fort Loramie girls, Chuck, you've got to shoot threes and make them in order to hang around. That's all there is to it. High right, Riley Heitkamp, long one, short. Loose ball rebound underneath, up and good. Nice play, Avery Brandewee. Boy, she cleaned up on the glass. 50-31, Fort Loramie. Deflection by the Redskins. Fort Loramie's got it in backcourt. Foul against Botkins. 42.1 remaining. And it's 50-31 in favor of the Fort Loramie girls. You know, we're a favor of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. And terrific strip loin steak dinners is $14.50. They are outstanding. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers Tavern in Botkins, 693-8271, 693-8271, 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie. Who is that at the stripe there, Chuck?
That was Colleen Brandewey. She's 1-for-2.
Here is Botkins with the ball in the half court. 19 seconds to go. Steal Fort Loramie. Swiped right back with Botkins. And then what do we have? A technical foul on the Trojans with
17 seconds to go.
Technical foul, Botkins.
Oh, if I'm an official, I try my very best that late in the game to ignore it.
They better have said something about my mother if they're going to call a technical with 17 seconds to go, I'll tell you that.
51-31, Fort Loramie. Ava Shouldis will shoot. She chose the stripe and swishes to make it 52-31. Loramie, another splendid night at the free throw line. Outstanding performance again. That shot's too hard by Ava.
The 3-for-6 in the fourth quarter, so they're human.
Yes. But still right around 70% for the game.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, that's been a big difference in this contest. Loramie at the stripe. 52-31, Redskins lead. Ball at midcourt. Handled by Colleen Brandewey down the right side to Riley Heitkamp. 10 seconds remaining. On top, Kara Meyer. Popping out to catch Avery Brandewey. Out of Riley, 30 feet out. High right to Kara Meyer. Right corner, quick jumper after a catch by Colleen Brandewey. Short, out of bounds it goes. And that's it. Fort Loramie defeats Botkins 52-31. Botkins Trojans gave a real good account of themselves tonight. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break in a matter of seconds. 2-minute break upcoming. Slow start, but Botkins cut it to 5 at one point in the middle of the first half. But Fort Loramie with a much better defensive effort in the second half and a good offensive spurt late in the third, early in the fourth, defeats Botkins by a 52-31 count. We'll return to wrap it up in a couple of minutes. Radio station break next. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperPadSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
The Fort Loramie girls defeat the Bodkin Trojans tonight here at the Fort Loramie gym. Fort Loramie now 16-0 on the year, 10-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkin's on the season now 10-5, 6-3 in Shelby County League play, a game behind Rushi, which is 7-2. Bodkin's and Rushi have a date remaining. That contest is on February 3rd at Bodkin's. A Bodkin's win would enable the Trojans to tie up Rushi for second in the Shelby County Athletic League standings. The next game for Fort Loramie is on Saturday. Lima Bath is here at the Fort Loramie gym. Airtime at 1, tip-off 1:30. We've got coverage for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls travel to New Knoxville next Tuesday. On that night, we'll be right here covering the Fort Loramie boys against Bodkin's. And meanwhile, coming up on future dates, Bodkin's has Houston home this coming Saturday. Bodkin's plays Houston home this coming Saturday. And as I mentioned, February 3rd, home for Bodkin's against Rushi in a big SCAL contest. Fort Loramie, without the big runs, as Chuck noted tonight a few times, but again, excellent defense, holding down Carmen Euchre. That was a key. Redskins got to the stripe and made a whole bunch of free throws once again. That was important. Fort Loramie victorious over Bodkin's. Chuck, let's take a look at our scoring and stars of this game.
Well, the Loramie didn't full-court press. They only half-court trapped a couple of times during the game.
Right.
I think that helped Bodkin's keep their turnovers down. They turned it for 15 times, which is very respectable against Fort Loramie. Loramie yep. turned it 18 times tonight. Coach Siegel will not be real happy with that. 9 of 14 from the free throw line for Loramie. Bodkin's only went twice, and Carmen Euchre, for her 2 points, made them both. Individual scoring for Bodkin's, they were led by Melanie Maurer with 12. She had 4 threes, and then Boston Paul had 8. Those are the Clancy players of the game for the Trojans. On the other side, Ava Schulte scored 15. Colleen Brandwee had 9, and Victoria Mesher had 7. I'm going to go with Ava Schultes and Victoria Mesher as the Clancy's players of the game for the Redskins.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich overall, the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And we say hello to Jerry Garrett, general manager at Knox Machinery. And also Nick Meyer, a sales engineer, lives in Fort Loramie. He's at Knox, too. Thank you so much, Knox Machinery, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, as is Precision Strip in Minster. It's got numerous locations in the region, including Kenton, Perrysburg, Middletown, Tip City. Precision Strip in Minster also coming on board. Our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered, Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, online at SecureCom.com, SecureCom. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Plus Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's South Needmore in Dayton. That's in North Dayton, in fact, at 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Miss John Hemp, Chuck, he's down in Florida. John Hemp Imagery. PickMyPhotos.com. John Hemp, he will give you his best shot. Hello, John. Send some of that 80-degree weather up this way because it's going to get mighty cold here over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
It's pretty cold down there right now. Not cold, but cool.
Like what, upper 60s?
50s.
Is it that chilly?
Yeah, some 50s.
Woo! No. Hope you brought an extra suitcase, John. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call our buddy Chris North at 937-498-7282. And don't forget, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Gem of Rushi, new address, 575 East Main. And with us each and every Fort Loramie game, Fort Loramie games only during the season. These Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Airtime tomorrow night, 7, tip-off 7:30. More or less, Chuck, we play for second and third place in the Shelby County League on the boys' side.
Yep.
Anna, Fort Loramie tomorrow night should be a good game. Anna's got a score to settle. Fort Loramie whipped the Rockets here in this gym in round number one.
Yeah, I mean, they're still playing for pride. They're still playing for seeding.
Yes.
So both teams are going to play hard.
And another good Shelby County League game next Tuesday right here in this gym. Fort Loramie at it once more against Bodkins. Until tomorrow night, it's 7. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie for our radio station audience, for our online audience, for Derek, our outstanding, easy for me to say.
You're outstanding, Derek.
Derek, you're superb. Our outstanding board operator back at the radio station. Derek, And thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie girls have defeated the Bodkins Trojans by 21 points.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.